The shape of a DNA molecule, as everyone knows, is rather like a spiral staircase or twisted rope ladder, the famous double helix. The uprights of this structure are made of a type of sugar called deoxyribose, and the whole of the helix is a nucleic acid, hence the name deoxyribonucleic acid. The rungs, or steps, are formed by two bases joining across the space between, and they can combine in only two ways. Guanine is always paired with cytosine, and thymine always with adenine. The order in which these letters appear as you move up or down the ladder constitutes the DNA code. Logging it has been the job of the Human Genome Project. Now, the particular brilliance of DNA lies in its manner of replication. When it is time to produce a new DNA molecule, the two strands part down the middle, like the zipper on a jacket, and each half goes off to form a new partnership. Because each nucleotide along a strand pairs up with a specific other nucleotide, each strand serves as a template for the creation of a new matching strand. If you possessed just one strand of your own DNA, you could easily enough reconstruct the matching side by working out the necessary partnerships. If the topmost rung on one strand was made of guanine, then you would know that the topmost rung on the matching strand must be cytosine. Work your way down the ladder through all the nucleotide pairings, and eventually you would have the code for a new molecule. That is just what happens in nature. Except that nature does it really quickly, in only a matter of seconds, which is quite a feat.